One of the lingering disagreements over Nashville's transit plan is how it would impact development along proposed new light rail and rapid bus corridors, and if it will increase the gentrification already happening. Here to unpack this intertwining of transit and affordable housing is WPLN reporter Tony Gonzalez. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So why has affordable housing become such a hot topic around a vote that is ostensibly about transit?
Well, where transit lines run absolutely ties into development patterns and property values. And I don't think the city is shy about saying that this plan would reshape parts of Nashville, both in terms of, you know, mobility, how people get around, and development. At the very least, the plan fits in with Metro's preference recently to concentrate development along more dense corridors, you know, basically saying that there haven't been many options ever in Nashville for neighborhoods where you can live easily without a car and hop on and off transit. And city planners say that without density in some areas, people might have no choice but to live farther out, own a car, and add to road congestion. We're also talking about this because a rift has formed between groups that otherwise might be allies in favor of the plan. So you've got pro-transit people and pro-affordable housing advocates who aren't in agreement.
So what we're talking about here is gentrification. And our listeners have submitted several questions about this, like would new transit service push more lower-income people out of town?
Right. This is the fear. People have certainly been getting priced out of some parts of Nashville for many years, and transit could accelerate that. You know, there's clear evidence from other cities that property values spike along transit lines. And the hang-up for some voters is whether Nashville will take the steps to mitigate, you know, what otherwise might be inevitable. I want you to hear from an advocate named Austin Sauerbry. He helps low-income tenants defend their rights, renters' rights. He's part of a group called the PATH Coalition. They're not explicitly for or against the proposal, but they definitely have been hounding the mayor's office for months to write some housing policies to go along with the transit plan. So here he is.
If we don't have very concrete anti-displacement policies in place, if we don't have the dedicated funding source for low-income and affordable housing in place before we start building these light rail lines, it will spell mass displacement for folks along those corridors.
His group was also on the mayor's affordability task force, which made some non-binding recommendations. They want policies like dedicated funding for low-income housing and some guarantees that some of the new development that would come along these transit lines would be affordable for middle-income and low-income families so that they could actually use the transit afterward.
Also, has the city really ignored this concern?
The criticism from some is that the city hasn't formally adopted the right housing policies. You know, they say they've heard promises. For example, Mayor David Brierley put out a video pretty clearly trying to speak to these groups, and he made some pledges. But the pushback is that the ideas aren't in writing or moving toward Metro Council approval, all except for one policy, which is called transit-oriented development districts.
So I've heard that term. Practically speaking, what does that mean?
Basically, in these districts, the city would draw a zone around some or many of the light rail and rapid bus stations. In those pockets, the city could set some extra rules and use tax increment financing as an incentive for developers to build affordable units. And really, it could be more of an incentive than Nashville has ever seen before for housing. Developers could get some of that financing by including affordable units and agreeing to keep prices low for 30 years. Last year, the Barnes Affordable Housing Fund, which is talked about a lot, they gave out $10 million in grants to developers across the entire county. By comparison, $10 million could go into the first transit district that's being considered right now in Donelson, and that's just for a one-mile stretch. So if you kind of imagine that amount of money along all of these transit lines and more transit stops, that's why transit backers think that this method could create a lot more affordable housing than any other tool we've got. Here's Councilman Bob Mendez. He's one of the architects behind these transit districts.
We will have a tool to address affordability that should be valuable and powerful in trying to head off a deeper crisis on affordability.
It's worth noting that Councilman Mendez had a lot of questions about how transit would impact affordability, but he's now in favor of the plan largely because of these districts. He says that these alone could make Nashville different from all those other cities with light rail that did see more gentrification. You know, the way he sees it, people are getting priced out now, more growth is coming, and these districts could make a difference. I'm not sure this policy has gotten a lot of attention, but it is the kind of thing that some of these voters will be weighing as they decide.
Well, thank you, Tony.
You're welcome.
Tony Gonzalez is covering the transit referendum before Election Day on Tuesday. All of our coverage of the transit plan is online in one spot at wpln.org/transit.